Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. To get a day like this with so much rain, I mean, just, we really have to talk with Nicole Sclafani. And nothing ever gets her down. She's got so many things going now, and not just her impending marriage, but also all the things going on with LCCTV and all the great things happening in and around Lansing. Hello, Nicole.
Hi there. How are you guys doing today?
Just fine.
Dry, hopefully.
Trying to stay dry. I saw some people earlier that looked like ducks, but...
I know. I was driving around Michigan State campus, and I just felt so bad for those kids today. They were in, like, you know, 1 foot of water, their tennis shoes, and it really came down.
Yeah, did you see anyone get stuck in the water? We saw some people trying to drive through it in certain low spots, and it was kind of funny.
I thought I was going to get stuck in the water on Michigan Avenue and on the campus of MSU when I was driving around there, but I just kind of just prayed and put my foot on the gas pedal and just went through. And so luckily, I didn't see anybody, and I didn't either, so can keep it going around today, so it was good.
What's going on this weekend?
A lot of stuff's going on this weekend. I know, like I said, it's been a dreary day today, but really, the weekend starts now. There really is a lot of stuff going on Thursday night, and there's still some time to catch it. If you've kind of been staying inside today, I really encourage you to go out to Potter Park Zoo. There's a big event going on there called the Weinenstein Benefit,
okay.
And it supports the zoo. And if anybody's been there over the summer and over the fall, you just know what a great asset that is to our community. So they're having, you know, just an evening of strolling around, some drinks, some beverages, some wine tastings. And I just think it's just a great event. And I'm actually considering going there probably within the next half hour or so, because it goes until 9 o'clock.
Well, that's another good reason to go. You get to see Nicole. What are the hours of that? You said 9 o'clock it ends?
Yeah, it goes from 6 to 9 or so. So really it's with the Potter Park Zoo. And I think actually if you still want to enjoy the zoo, last year we went there at this time and I had about 2 kids that I brought with me, my niece and my nephew. And I was very surprised when we went there, it was free. Because during fall hours in October, you know, the zoo is free when they're on their fall hours. So I encourage you to check their website out, and it's really a great deal if you have a nice fall day.
Right, right.
Go out and enjoy it.
What about some of the other things going on, I guess, beginning tonight and carrying through a big weekend here?
Well, we have the Scorioki that you love that's going on at the Exchange down there at Michigan Avenue. That starts tonight, so if you haven't had the chance to participate, this is kind of a karaoke with a live band. It's kind of like, you know, someone who loves karaoke, it's their dream to have a backup band, and this is your chance.
You and Scott didn't get your rehearsal in, right?
We didn't get a rehearsal in, I know.
Okay.
I know. He's not going to let me live that one down either. So, but if you want to go and you want to see everybody else, you know, kind of give their shot at Scorioki, you can go check that out today, and that's going to be actually going on through next weekend.
Okay.
So that's great to look up that. And then also, if you still wanted to do the whole karaoke thing, but, you know, you heard about this a little bit too late, I'm not sure if you know about the Lansing Derby Vixens. They're our Derby girls.
Yes.
They're actually having a fundraiser on October 1st, and that's going to be at the Michigan Brewing Company, so you can take part in karaoke out there. If you see what you like at Scorioki and you want to give it a shot, do for it, for a good cause, for the Lansing Derby Vixens.
Yeah, they're practicing, right? When do they start their season?
I don't know. One of the girls there is one of my close friends through social media, and so I always follow her tweets and her Facebook posts, and it looks like it's coming up. I know they had at least 2 bouts where they were just, you know, I guess rehearsal kind of bout, so
right.
I don't know.
Right.
So I know their season's starting up, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, they need to get some real competition before they get everyone injured. I know that a lot of people limping around with that.
I just saw that movie Whip It the other day, too, with Drew Barrymore, the one that was shot here in Michigan.
Yeah.
And that really, after watching that, though, it really does make the whole world of Derby look really interesting. So I can see how that inspired some people. It's inspired two groups here, the Mitten Mavens and the Derby Vixens. So.
Right. Nicole, are you a tailgater?
I am. I'm going to be out there tomorrow right in front of Breslin.
All right. Tell us how you, what's the Sclafani tailgate plan? How do you normally do this? Do you go from tailgate to tailgate? Do you have your own? Do you have a set routine?
Well, usually we have our own, but, you know, with the big wedding coming up, I kind of put my foot down and I said, you know, we're not going to do that because we have the big easy up and we have right. the grills and we have everything you can possibly need for tailgating. But, you know, it takes a lot of work to host it. People who know to host tailgates, it takes a lot of work. So tomorrow we're going to go over. I have a girlfriend that we graduated with, and she's going to be over there with her group of friends in front of Breslin, and she actually participated in the whole Spartan Saga experience, which is actually something that a lot of people might want to know if you're a Spartan
alumni. Yeah, tell us
alumni.
A little bit more about that. We talked a little bit a couple of weeks ago in terms of the Alumni Association, but tell us what happened with your girlfriend with that.
Well, she said that she actually went on the website through the MSU Alumni Foundation, and you can really tell your story about where you are now in life and how you started and what you did after you left MSU. And if your story is chosen, what she kind of told me is she got so much free stuff in the mail from, you know, koozies to this and that, and then they're going to come out and they want to document your tailgate, so pretty much your Spartan Saga is you're hosting a tailgate, so you're giving out a lot of the, you know, the free MSU alumni kind of stuff that you get. And also, they are also documenting this tailgate and bringing on all the alumni together. So, I mean, there's a lot of us out there. So it's really a great way to tap into the good stories. Because I think that's one of the things that they didn't really do. They didn't really follow up with the alumni very well. And now they're starting to do that, and they're starting to highlight and recognize them, which I think is going to be great. So it's going to be a Spartan Saga tailgate tomorrow about 3 o'clock or so for the late game. So we're looking forward to it.
Nicole, what about anything else for people who don't like football, don't want to be around 80,000 people, and might be looking for something a little more private this weekend?
Well, I don't know about private. It has about 15,000 people normally coming to it, but there is the Old Town Blues Fest.
Oh, okay.
And that's going on, a two-day music festival with national, regional, and local acts. That's going to be happening right in the streets of Old Town. You can take a gallery walk. Everyone will be opening their doors, all the restaurants and galleries down there. And also some great music. So it runs from the 17th to the 18th. So that's another great thing to enjoy if you want absolutely nothing to do with football. And many people do. So that's a good backup plan for you.
Nicole Sclafani, General Manager of LCC TV and Lansing Lowdown. Nicole, we will see you after your honeymoon.
Yes. See you guys later. Talk to you.
All right. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Ken Glickman, Area Arts and Entertainment Contributor, and Linda Keenan, Executive Director of the Owosso Community Players, will also join us for a couple of moments. Back to Broadway beginning this weekend. We'll be right back. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.